looking at you. Shalom Aleichem. We're all going through very difficult times. The whole of Klal Yisrael. We, I say this as a resident of Har Nof, as associated with Ner Le'elef, feel things very close. It's always painful and it's always tragic when there are such terrible mishaps to Klal Yisrael. But somehow, when it's so close to home, we can feel the pain. Allah amoves b'chaloneinu. That's the expression. The Mavis, death, came right to our window. Four magnificent people, in every sense of the word. We knew that before, while they were alive. Four outstanding individuals, in Torah, in Tefillah, in Yira, in Avoda, in Chesed. And as the Shiva goes past, we hear more and more about these gigantic individuals, these gigantic korbanos. Holy, kedoshim, they died as kedoshim, in the height of holiness, in a Beit Knesset, atufim, talis and tefillin. In the middle of Tehillat Shmoneh Esrei, which is Be'etzem, the height of Avodah, the height of where we Jews today can get in terms of our proximity and closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam. So here we have four unique individuals who are in the holiest setting possible, and they're murdered in such a violent fashion. Alu al moked, they mamish korbanos on the mizbeach, and we need to understand this. We need to understand the depth of this. What is the Hesber? What is the message for us? V'achai yiten el libo. Those who are living should internalize that there's a very powerful message here. Immediately, that day, G'dolei Yisrael, all over the world, issued statements, and there was something consistent about the statements, led by the Zoken of the Dor, Kohen Rabaran, Moran Rabaran, Leib Shteyman, Chaim Konevsky, and other Gdolim all over the world. Their message was, it's the Ikvus de Mashiach. Reb Chaim publicized, Mashiach Bapetach, he's right at the doorstep. And when such a thing happens, wrote Reb Chaim, in a message that was publicized today throughout the world, when such a thing happens, where Kedoshim and Tehorim are brought as a kapara for Am Yisrael, he says, this is Mekarev the Geula. There's tremendous, tremendous method here. Nistorim Derkei Hashem. We don't understand, But suffice it that our G'dolim are telling us that there's something much higher than our eyes perceive. We're in very, very special and big times. And we dive into the Borei Olam. As a few hours after the terrible news came through, Rebbe Tzinichaya Levin said to myself and my wife, "Mirat Hashem, Kalman will be the last korban that Klal Yisrael will suffer." And we daven this every day, three times a day. We're waiting for the Ribbono Shel Olam to show himself b'tzion, here in Yerushalayim. Beracham. But let it be beracham. Let it be with mercy, that we shouldn't have to suffer this terrible pain that we're all going through now. Almonet, Yesoimim, such pain that Klal Yisrael is going through. The message of the G'dolim was a call, unanimously. We have to be mischazik. We have to strengthen ourselves in Torah, in Tefillah, in Chesed. Again, Rav Moshe Shapira, this week, dedicated obviously his very big weekly shiur to this issue. And amongst other things, he said that the golus of Yishmael is the most difficult golus that Klal Yisrael will go through, for a very specific reason. Yishmael comes with the power of ruchnius. He comes with the power of spirituality. It's inherent in his name, Yishmael. This name, and the Hesber is that Yishmael, he will be the ultimate cause that Am Yisrael will turn to Hashem in Tefillah, in Avodah, with such passion that Yishmael, he will be the cause. His cause is pushing us into higher levels of ruchnius. Said Rav Moshe, Yishmael is mitzdayen in Tefillah. He's mispalel five times a day to Elokei Avraham. He's mitzdayen in his emunah to Elokei Avraham. Unlike all the others, this is to Elokei Avraham. Bris Milah. There's enormous power in the koyach of Yishmael. And Am Yisrael has to strengthen ourselves to contend with this power. The battle is a battle of ruchnius. Yishmael is keneged Yitzchak. Yishmael and Yitzchak. Bnei Avraham. Yishmael is keneged Yitzchak. Yitzchak stood, he was the Amud of Avodah. He was the pillar of Avodah. The pillar of service. Of getting close to the Borei Olam. Yitzchak's the pillar of that. And Yishmael is this counterforce, this threatening counterforce. And we have to outdo him. And we have to put all our efforts and our energies into getting closer to the Borei Olam. I want to add another dimension. Some years ago, the Godel Ador of then, Moron HaGoyen Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, Rav Shach, the leader of the generation, at a public kennis of Nei Torah, after there were some tzoros, there were tzarot of this nature. And Yisrael and Rav Shach screamed out. And his lashon was, Oy lanu, shenishay nishay Yishmael, the women of Yishmael, holchim yoyser b'tzniut, they excel in tzniut, they excel in this area. Yoter ma'asher etzalachenu bnei Yisrael. And he wasn't referring to those who completely disliked. He was referring to Achenu bnei Yisrael. And oy lanu, that this Yishmael are going to garner schuyot, they're going to amass merit more so than Klal Yisrael, even if it's only external. And Rav Shach pleaded with Am Yisrael. You want to put an end to this terrible, terrible challenges that we're facing, that is growing daily, worldwide? He says, we cannot be outdone by them in anything spiritual. And certainly not, said Rav Shach, in this area. I heard a few years ago, with my own ears, I and my wife were by Rebbe Yoshiv, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha, and Rebbe Yoshiv said, Rotzim Shalom, it is exactly at the time when there was some major issue in the conflict here in the Middle East. There was some terrible tzara, and Rebbe Yoshiv said to all those in the room, Rotzim Shalom, Shenesheinu Yitchazku v'tznias, our wives, not them, our wives, should strengthen themselves in this issue. Unfortunately, Yishmael is functioning with a tremendous passion and tremendous mesiras nefesh. They're willing to give their lives. Suicidal. All these people who embark on these horrific missions of theirs know very well how they're going to end for them. That's the ultimate of mesiras nefesh. We have to outdo them in mesiras nefesh. We have to have similar, if not greater, levels of mesiras nefesh. So of course, we have to strengthen ourselves in all areas. And there was a wonderful, heartfelt call from the four almonas, Erev Shabbos, B'mischazek, in Shalom. That's a challenge. Some have called to light Shabbos candles early. Some have called to intensify our tefillahs. These are all wonderful and crucial and important things. There should be more Torah learning. We should encourage our husbands to higher levels of Torah learning. But real mesiras nefesh? We know where is mesiras nefesh of our door. That's mesiras nefesh. Something so dear and close to a lady. Mesiras nefesh v'tznias, called out Rav Shach. That's what's required. Because we need to outdo Yishmael on every single front. On every front, be it tefillah, aveda, Torah, whatever it is, we need to outdo him. That is the counter message. That is the counter challenge that lies in front of Klal Yisrael. It says, Bezvut Noshim Tzidkoniyos Nigalu Avoteinu Mimitzrayim. Ubischut noshim tikkanuyos nigael bimheira b'yamein. We daven and we pray to the Borei Olam that these korbanos, so dear and so close to us, that the pain, the ongoing pain, We feel pain as pain of friends and close people who commiserate. There's the pain of the almanas. There's the pain of the yosomim, which is long-term pain. And as we feel this pain in the depths of our heart, we have to have a resolve that we're going to outdo them on the ruchnistika front. We're going to outdo them on every possible area. Men with their particular challenges and women with their particular challenges. Yirotzin, that we'll be metzi shuv choletzion berachamim imheiro b'yameinu. Amen.
What time is your message?